three lights.
Sorry, can you see what game?
On the,
yeah, it's game six.
Mic design. What it needs is another sort of integral LED.
Voice prompt.
Yeah, yeah. Just a series of,
Just says, you're good.
Yeah. Normal peaks, gents.
Morning, men.
How are you? Good weekend.
I don't think things like that necessarily require too much thought. It's sort of, it all speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know, morning man, you don't want to, because of the whole gay thing.
Yeah, I've forgotten about those.
That's what it's speaking.
Yeah.
Which seems to most people, I don't know, somehow a morning man is a gay man.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how the hell that doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
Morning.
It's one of those
things. Nothing gay about morning. Is there?
I don't know, it's sort of, it's one of the things, if you told someone that morning man was a gay thing, you get that sort of, that glimmer of half, you know, or maybe that's right.
Like you start to fill in the blank.
Yeah.
The numerous blanks.
The numerous blanks that shouldn't be there, but are there.
It's like,
that makes sense. No, it doesn't, but it's just because someone told you.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sense of it.
Yeah.
Because it's alliterative.
Yeah.
And it's got men, obviously. And the men must be doing something gay in the morning.
It sounds like it might be, so it is.
So if you're a gay man.
You're a morning man. It's like certain gay things that make no sense. Like the term uphill gardener. To describe a gay. Have you ever heard that? Uphill gardener.
I think I might have actually, but I've kind of forgotten that one.
Yeah.
What the hell?
But it's. I don't. It makes no sense. But you're told that it's a gay thing, so you go, yes, that's right, it is. I think that's how these things start.
You know, I think that might have come from a gay language that was invented, wasn't there?
Really?
And then it's a long
Esperanto.
Time ago.
Esperanto.
That's a gay language. I think it was before Esperanto.
Okay.
Pre-Esperanto. I think it. What the hell was it called? The name escapes me. But it was. I think it was in the. It was basically in the '50s and the '60s.
Okay.
A language was developed, which was. It was weird, apparently, because basically, being gay was illegal.
Yeah.
Or being a practicing homosexual.
Yeah.
So, you know, buggery was.
Yeah.
A crime. It
was frowned on. Public buggery.
Buggery of another man.
Yeah.
Was a no-no.
I know, it's all weird, isn't it?
But morning
Yeah.
So we all need to be careful. So I've made it clear that morning men, we're commuters.
It's a commute.
Yes, 25 minutes, no holds barred.
No holds barred commuting.
But not gay holes.
Not gay holes.
A gay hold. He said a gay hole.
Not the gay hole.
Stop it.
Sorry.
No, I'm me.
Yeah.
I'm talking to me.
But no, it's good. It's really good.
For conversational holds.
Yeah.
Are not barred.
And this is circumvented with the hold barred conversation. It's good.
Yeah, no, it sort of makes sense. But,
yeah.
And I'm trying to be intriguing, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, that's it. It's good.
Yeah. I don't know, Christ. The subjects we've discussed on those podcasts so far are very broad.
Yeah.
Very broad.
Yeah, with almost no connection.
Broad-minded.
No connection whatsoever between them. It's
maybe that's what we should our tagline should simply be. We're broad-minded.
We're broad-minded. The broad-minded morning men.
That doesn't seem less gay.
Exactly, yeah.
We're broad-sided.
Broad-arsed.
We're a pair of broads.
Dressing up in women's clothing.
We're just a couple of broads. A
couple of broads on their way to work.
Feeling sassy.
We're a couple of sassy broads. Flicking our hair.
Look, lying on the bonnet, just kind of feeling the heat.
Airless spraying. How do they do that? Look at that, that first bullet point on the back of that van.
They just use like methane or something.
She's Cyclone.
Like, they don't tell you that. We're like,
I completely screwed your house up. But it was airless.
Well, what did you think we were going to use? Just use any other gas. Like, now, you know.
Cheapest gas. This is the cheapest gas we can get. Cyclone, we've got a bargain on Cyclone on eBay.
What? I don't know. What is that?
Isn't it? I don't know. It does horrible damage to crops. you end up terribly disfigured.
Smokies on our tail, literally.
Oh, God.
I just...
Don't blow your nose again.
I just thought, what's the rule on tie clip mics? Is there a sort of...
There must be some kind of law. Litigion. Some paper.
Yeah, no mobile phones, no eating, no podcasting.
No podcasting in the car. Gentlemen, are you podcasting?
No.
You flagged over in a second.
Should I do it like mid-orgasm?
Yeah.
No! Not a podcast! Just memos to self! I wonder if the police could just like give up. Because it was just too weird.
Here we go. I don't know what I've stepped into here.
They can't sort of
just call it a day.
There's a law against using a weird register.
Yeah.
Police, presumably.
But I mean, would that be read back in court? this would be Exhibit A.
The plaintiff was heard to utter.
But could it be noted, my lord, that the plaintiff appeared to be orgasming? Thank you. So proceed.
That had no bearing on the way I was driving or podcasting at the time. Yeah. I often think of what I would do if the police stopped me, and my sort of I veer
yeah
between incredibly polite and bewildered.
I'm thinking, that's a strange area. polite bewilderment.
But surely isn't that because, you know,
yeah,
the natural human response to a bewildered person is to be,
to help them out.
Yeah. To be helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're obviously bewildered. And obviously being polite is important because I think not because you have to be polite. I mean, you could be incredibly
but the thing
robotic,
is,
but
yeah, with bewildered, that projects that you're not in control of the situation because you're just, I don't know, you know, are you aware?
So if it's a situation that requires non-bewilderment.
Yeah, so do you know that you were travelling 70 miles an hour in a 40 zone? Bewildered.
What's a zone?
A zone?
Sorry, first of all, zone. What's a zone?
Yeah.
And what would be a 40 mile an hour one?
How far back are you?
Is that too bewildered? Do you think I should dial that down a bit?
Yeah, questioning the language you're using.
So, okay, so no, I need to know what zones are. But could I say, right, that zone there? The zone right behind us. The zone I just drove through.
You understand that collection of lines to be a four? Because at the speed I was travelling at, it looked like a seven.
Yeah, do you know what? I was going to say the same thing. 2 days ago, it looked like a 40.
Yeah.
But then when I've come through today, I thought it had been changed to a 70 because I was going so fast. Just flashed. before my eyes. Kind of blurred. And
blurred, and it might. I
thought it was one of those French sevens with the, with the line.
With the line through.
Because, you know, they're very, that's very similar. I think, you know, maybe you want to let them know that.
I think, yeah, you need to contact the sign designers.
You probably should, underneath, you should write the word 40 as well.
40, then in bracket, not to be confused with a French 70. Because that could happen, it just has.
And also, didn't specify, because I realised many years ago we went metric, but I was going, actually, that doesn't help. No. I was going a lot faster than that's KHP. Yeah. So, bewildered, but sort of sentient.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in an incredible rush. And speaking to you is just adding to it. So I think when we're done here, I need to go even quicker.
Yeah. Look at your watch. Jesus. Yeah. Look, sorry, but
are we nearly done?
Do you tick it or not? Because I've really got to get there.
I'm so hungry.
I'm starving. Yeah, this is this is intolerable. I think there's a lot you could do with just the way their language. I mean, because, you know, you're going to get at a straightforward Bobby.
Yeah.
He's probably, I don't know, he's going to be quite easy to...
Just agree with him. Yeah. I think you're right. In a lot of ways, we're the same person.
You don't even imply it. Just say, you're right.
If you're giving me a ticket, you're giving yourself a ticket. I think that's how similar we are.
Yeah. It's like anything you do to me is kind of like you're doing it to yourself. So whether that be pat on the back or a slap or
kiss on the cheek.
Could even be kind of like bonhomie. I don't even know what that is. Just a little bit of bonhomie and then have a good day. In the car, I do feel a bit weird. As soon as I see a police car, I start to think, don't be hesitant, don't be hesitant, don't be hesitant.
Yeah, but then as soon as you start thinking that, it just makes you more hyper aware of what you're doing.
Yeah, you start hitting more people and things.
Yeah, driving through fields and...
Yeah, it's like, don't be hesitant.
I've got to have a little drink to calm myself down.
Very unhesitant driving, but so you were on the wrong side of the road.
You did knock that granny down.
Yeah, you did. Well, I wasn't hesitant, was I? Oh, yeah.
I went for it.
I want that noted. I was not hesitant.
I finished her off. Second thought.
Once I was going, I was committed. Once I hit her legs, that was it. If I'd stopped, that would have been hesitancy.
Smashed her legs.
You cannot accuse me of hesitancy at any juncture.
Is that what your final scream is? You're going to be dragged down from the dock. I did not hesitate in smashing that granny to pieces.
Yes. The granny may have been a bad call, but at least I saw it through.
I stood by it. I stand by my granny smashing.
There is very little follow through in this world. People don't follow through on things. They hesitate.
Yeah. I think this is a... These may well be your, you know... You're scrawling on your...
New trend.
Your cell wall.
Oh.
A lot. 4x4 trucks. I think this is where. Do you miss living out in the sticks?
So yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I in some ways I prefer to have kids out here.
Yeah.
It's a bit tedious, but I feel like I'm going to have horrible suburban kids now, whether I want them or not.
Yeah.
They're nice now, but what if they grow into horrible suburban kids who just hang out at subways?
That is something with, you know.
Like your kids can't do that.
No, they can't.
You know. As soon as you have to start factoring in bus timetables, I think it takes the wind out of young whippersnappers.
That's it. And we're going to get there. We're either walking for an hour to hang out at McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's just not going to happen for them, is it?
It's too much effort.
Yeah. Teenagers haven't got that kind of effort, have they?
To be a teenage.
What
are they called? I forgot what the fuck they're called.
Teenagers.
Negative terms for teenagers.
Hoodies.
Yeah. Too much effort to be a hoodie.
You've
got to factor in all the transportation. Right.
Fantastic. Here, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
I'll turn it off as it's just me in the car.